Hey everyone, this is Dr. V from Giggles and Chat, and I'm excited to share with you one of my special guests for this week. She's an author, she's a poet, she's a counselor, she's also a high school dropout prevention coordinator, she's a mother, she's a wife, she's also my friend and my sister. Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause to Miss Lakeisha Lawrence. Hey sis.
Hey sister.
How are we?
I'm excited.
As you should be.
Yes, honey.
So let's get started. You know, you and I, we've been talking about assumptions. Mm-hmm. And so today we're going to talk about how making assumptions are actually epic fails. And you know, when people give assumptions, how in the end result, they're exhausted from it. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. I found a quote that says, "The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, then we react by sending emotion poison with our word. This creates a whole big drama for nothing." Mm-hmm. And since I have seen the trend from young as well as the old. Mm. And what I realized is that making assumptions is just such an easy thing to do. Yeah. And I really think if we just learn how to just really be bold with just expressing how we truly feel, mm-hmm. the word assumption would no longer exist in the Webster dictionary. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. I love what you said in that quote. My aha moment was emotional poison.
Yes.
Now that was powerful. Yeah. I like that. But yeah, we give too much power to that. And it is exhausting because people spend so much energy assuming things when you should just go to the source and find out the truth.
Right.
Assumptions, you're believing something is true. You don't have proof.
Right.
You know, you really don't know. So you're coming up with all these scenarios.
Right.
All these different ideas and stories about what things in your mind that exist. And I don't know, there could be some element of truth to it.
Right.
But my thing is just go to the source and find out the truth.
Right. I think one of the biggest problem is we don't know how to go to the source.
You're absolutely right.
Or how to approach the source, you know, because, you know, in the back of our brain, we're always tiptoeing around it. We don't want to offend no one. We don't mm-hmm. want to cause any extra friction. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a disconnect because we really don't know how to go directly to the source and say, hey, this is what was on my mind. Mm-hmm. But I think we have that phobia of, well, I don't want to say anything. And, you know, I think we all can say at one point in time that we've done that before.
Oh, yes, trust me. Been there, done that.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And then, you know, you get to a certain pinnacle in your life and you'll be like, well, I'm going to ask anyway whether they like it mm-hmm. or not. But I think with everything that's going around and the trends, assumptions are just so easy to do.
And it's much easier than having a conversation or having dialogue. It all boils down to communication.
Right.
You know, people don't really know how to communicate, just like you say, without being offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that ties into relationships with people. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of relationships? We have different levels. We have surface.
Do you think that's why relationships do not work today because of assumptions?
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to a young lady and she was so excited about the possibility of dating a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had all these extra ideas, but then she realized it was an epic fail.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I
she's
thought.
She's creating this figment of her imagination as to what's supposed to be the perfect, you know, relationship or situation. You can't think for other people.
Right.
You know how you hear people and be like, oh, she thinks she all that.
Right, right.
Like, no, you think she's all that.
Right.
Because those are your thoughts.
Right.
You can't think for me.
Right.
And so if you can't think for me, then you can't speak for me.
Right. Because one of the words that she used a lot was, I thought. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, now how do you feel? She's like, well, I feel silly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about, oh, this hurts my brain. And I was tickled pink that she said it hurts my brain because that's when the word exhausting came from she was worn out for the thoughts that were in her head.
Taking too much energy.
Too much energy. Stay tuned for part two. Miss Lawrence is going to give us some tips to help us stop making assumptions. Hey, hey, everybody. This is part two of Assumptions, Our Epic Fail. And we are here with Miss Lakeisha Lawrence.
Hey, hey, hey.
And she's a certified counselor, FYI, if you just need a listening ear.
Yeah.
And Lakeisha, I just want you to just share some tidbits from your personal experiences working in the counseling field, how you were able to help others combat I want to call it a mental illness, for lack of better words, or of assumptions, because it affects the young, and I'm going to say the
every
middle,
age,
but yeah. I'm in the middle, and then the old, young, middle, and old, I'm in the middle. I'm still young, but I'm young.
I'm young. Young girl, we
are. Yes, we are. So how can we combat that? Because I really want to help my little mentee, because I don't want her to be in a bad place over a breakup, but I don't want it also to coincide with her everyday life issues as well.
Well, from my personal experiences, you already said that when you're making an assumption, you know, you're using energy unnecessarily, trying to believe something that you think is true, but you have no proof that it is true. Even in my counseling days when I was counseling students, and, you know, there's always two sides to the story whenever there was drama that came about, you have to have an open line of communication.
Right.
You have to build a rapport with people.
Right.
You have to be honest and open, and you can't have, you have to have thick skin, because sometimes it may be something that you don't want to hear or something that you don't want to accept. But if it's the truth, it's the truth.
Right.
So
right.
And on all age levels, whether it's, you know, family, between the mother and a child, father and a daughter, whether it's your siblings, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's, you know, coworkers, you have to have that line of communication. And then you have to have trust,
right.
You know, trust that, you know, I am going to be honest and open with you. And I want you to be open and honest with me so you don't have to assume.
Right.
Because
right.
then that just opens up a whole bunch of other cans of worms, and it makes matters worse than what it is.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, just talk it out. Just, you know, ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be, instead of invasive, you know, sometimes you don't want to go and dig too deep or get into people's business, personal business, if you're not close to them like that.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, and then, you know, if it's an assumption about something that really has nothing to do with you, mind your business.
Absolutely.
You know, if
Absolutely.
It's not changing your world or changing your life, and you're, you know, going about all this, trying to find this out and assuming this, it's not changing the course of your life. So just let it go.
Right.
You know, let
I think
it go.
That's the two hardest things that the young, middle, and old have a hard time doing. Those who are affected mm-hmm. by assumptions mm-hmm. is letting go,
mm-hmm.
not being afraid to speak on it,
Absolutely.
You know. But then the comeback of that is to respect that person's opinion.
Absolutely.
So that it does not engage inside your body, because it can do something to your system.
It can affect your psyche. It can affect your stress levels. I mean, you know, it's too much. It's exhausting, just like you said.
It is
too much.
It is.
I don't even entertain a lot of stuff that comes across. I mean, social media. You know, stuff that's in my ear. It just rolls off my back. You know, like water off a duck's back, because I don't have time for that, you know.
Right.
I have too many other things on my plate and too many other things to do than to be assuming and worrying about what's going on in someone else's life. Like I said, if it's not impacting me, if it's not, you know, changing the course of my day, just leave it alone. Just let it go.
So share one powerful word that you can leave with someone where they can always be reminded. Don't let it affect you.
My one word. Release. That
awesome.
Would be my word. Release.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Release.
Release.
I like that.
Relax, relate, release.
I like that.
Remember Whitney?
Yes.
On a different world. Relax, relate, release.
All right. This is Dr. V with Keisha. Thank you so very much for giggling and chatting. Hey guys, we're getting ready to wrap up. This is Dr. B from Giggles and Chat, and of course I have Miss Lakeisha Lawrence here. And before we left off, I'd ask her about one word that she would leave with everyone, and she said release. Yeah. Elaborate on that just a little bit more.
Well, you know how on, where was it? On A Different World, when Whitley would say, relax, relate, release. So just let it go, just release, just let it go. Stop hanging on to stuff that you just don't know as being the truth. If you can't get to the source and you can't get to the truth, just release it, just let it go.
Take that rope off.
Yes.
Or let the chains go.
Yes, yes.
Let the chain go. I really appreciate that, because that was powerful about releasing. Because we can say it, but we don't actually know how to
do it. It's not easy to do it.
And sometimes
it makes you feel so much better when you do.
It does. And sometimes we wait too late to release it.
Mm-hmm.
After we have, you know, just exhaust ourselves from all of the assumptions made,
mm-hmm.
then we realize we wasted time that we could have been doing something else for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to end this with something I found by Steve Marobi. He says, how would your life be different if you stopped making negative judgmental assumptions about people you encounter? Let today be the day you look for the good in everyone you meet and respect their journey. So even if that person upsets you, or you know, someone says something you thought maybe they were throwing quote-unquote shade at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still a lesson within it, but you can't assume that it's about you, because it may not be about you.
They might just be having a bad day.
And they may be talking about themselves. You just never know.
Yeah.
But instead of making that assumption,
yeah.
go to that person if it has deeply affected your soul. I think the world would be a whole lot better if we stop making assumptions.
Absolutely.
They are epic fails, and they are very exhausting. Very exhausting.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. We need to release.
Yes.
And I can't personate Whitley, so you have to do that. You have to do that. But we, you know, ladies and gents, we have to learn how to release.
And I like the part where you said finding the best in people, finding the best. Nobody's perfect, but if you're always just thinking positively and finding the best in people, then that's half the battle right there.
Right, and I really feel that there is good in everyone.
Yes.
Even if it's just 1%.
Yes.
There's a 1%er in someone who's considered to be 1,000% bad.
Mm-hmm.
That 1% could make a difference to someone else.
Absolutely.
Sister, I thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
I hope you had a good time.
Giggling.
Giggling. All right, this is Dr. V and Lakeisha signing off. Remember, guys, assumptions are epic fail. They are very exhausting.
Mm.
Let it release from you.
Yes.
Peace, love, and don't forget to smile.
Bye, guys.